Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I could do Stephen A's job, guys. It's not that hard.
Danny Parkins.
QB1 party. All are invited.
Host of Fox Sports 1's First Thing First.
Oh, I had to get it in. It doesn't matter that it was only 200 yards. There was an interception. That Caleb Williams. These are the games that for my entire life the Bears have lost. He got the ball. 6 minutes left. Needed a touchdown. Yeah, he's getting better as the game goes on.
Former host of 670 The Score before he abandoned us.
It's a Caleb Williams custom, baby.
Jersey number one is going to the Raptors.
You guys made it seem like as Chicago Bears fans, we had our guy, Danny Parkins, all these guys.
Danny Parkins on 670 The Score.
How is the baseball?
We love talking to Danny Parkins. We do so every week. You can catch him at Danny Parkins on X. Check Danny out on the newly expanded First Things First, 4 to 5 p.m. on Fox Sports 1. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Scores. We get you ready for Cubs playoff baseball. Game 2 will be here at 2:08. You can hear it right here on 670 The Scores starting at 1:30. Playoff baseball is upon us. And I understand that we have a lineup out for the Cubs today, Marshall.
Oh, we have a lineup. Oh, do we have a lineup? It's game two. It's Dylan Cease against Andrew Kittredge. Those will be your starters. And if you liked the look of yesterday's lineup, well, let me tell you something. You're going to love the look of today's lineup.
Mm-hmm. All right.
It's Michael Bush leading off playing first base. Nico Horner batting second and playing second base. Ian Happ's out in left field. He is batting third. Kyle Tucker back in the cleanup spot. He is also DHing. Seiya Suzuki will play right field and bat fifth. Carson Kelly, he'll bat sixth and be behind the plate. Pete Crow Armstrong, yes, in center field and batting seventh. Dansby Swanson batting eighth. Matt Shaw holding down the ninth spot. On the other side, it's the same guys. The guys you remember from yesterday, it's the same guys in the same order.
So oh, yeah. It's Tatis just and them.
Yeah, Tatis, Arise, Machado. That's the scary part.
Then it's Jackson boys. Merrill.
Jackson Merrill, yeah.
Xander Bogaerts, oh, Ryan O'Hearn.
Yeah, that's a lot of dudes.
Gavin Sheets, Jake Cronenworth, and then Freddie Fermin holding down the catcher spot.
And that's the exact lineup that Danny Parkins predicted for the Padres today.
Danny, is that true?
He's
yeah,
been
that's what
that
we
out
hear,
there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, no, I was locked in. I was just, there's guys with reverse splits, you know,
uh-huh,
that you got to be concerned about when you're putting that lineup together. But what I always say about a lineup is that you just want your best hitters hitting at the top of it, because that's then right. they're gonna get the most at bats. So, you know, don't overthink it, but just go, best guys at the top.
You used to tell me that all the time. Grody, if there's one thing I can impart on you, and when you left, you said that in your emotional goodbye to me. You said that is something of that. Enough of this nonsense, Danny. How you doing, buddy?
I texted the council. I was like, hey, Craig. Put the guys who are good at the top, and I told him also. I said he should run the home run play, and it took him a few innings yesterday. It took him a few innings, but then he finally. I don't know if their signal was bad. The text must have went through, and then they ran it two times in a row, and then the Cubs won. So you're welcome.
And that's enough out of you. How much do you miss being here today, Mr. New York?
Yeah, this was a tough one. I got offered tickets. Some tickets fell in my lap, and I was not able to attend. And I don't know if this person didn't know that I was in New York, but no, it was a very generous offer. And I was like, oh, man, day playoff baseball at Wrigley. Of course, I miss it a great deal, but I was watching.
when Craig Counsell was making out today's lineup, did you also remind him to have a very, very short hook for Shota Imanaga?
Well, yeah, what I told Craig was, no, I do not talk to him about that stuff. He's got that well under control. And, yeah, this is probably not the ideal game two situation, right? Like, this isn't how you drew it up. Imagine if the second game of the season, when you have all spring to like plan how it was going to go, you're like, and then Andrew Kittredge is going to be our opener. This is not what you're trying to do. But hey, man, again, the randomness of baseball. This is just, who the hell knows? They obviously shouldn't win, but maybe they will.
Survive in advance, right? And I feel like that is the mode that they are in when it comes to this.
They have no other choice. You play 162 games to then have the randomness of best of three and an untimely injury decide your fate. But weirder things have happened. So, you know, let the Wrigley magic hit some balls over the wall and get through it.
Danny joins us on Twitch, by the way, twitch.tv/Chicago670, The Score. I believe he's where are you today at the Fox Sports 1 studios? Where are you at today?
Oh, I just pull into a different room depending on what's available, you know, so I don't know what this room is. There's a lot of equipment in here. This may be a storage closet of some sort.
But
they were kind enough to give me some space here to talk to you fine folks. Grody, nice of you to show up, by the way. You got a tough gig, man, working 60% of the days. That's hard. Someone's got to do it.
Wow. No. I'm a hybrid. I'm the rare and endangered hybrid radio worker. I do go to the Bears a couple times a week. And, Danny, I recently did one of my Bears hits. As you know, you were a big part of the Bears hits over the last several years. I did it from a coat closet at Soldier Field. So I can understand, like, what you're doing. You're needing to just find a place to do your broadcast. And that does bring me to the Bears, Danny. How we feeling, man? 2-2. Caleb looked really good in the Dallas game. Not as good in this game. But what's the Parkins meter on the Bears right now, buddy?
They're fine. You said survive in advance earlier, Layla. Like, they got to the bye at 2-2. They probably felt like they should have won the Vikings game, and they easily could have lost the Raiders game. Obviously not in the Lions class yet, and Dallas's defense couldn't stop anybody. But we just saw Green Bay not be able to get a win there. So I think 2-2, given the state of the offensive line, the state of the run defense, and learning Ben Johnson's new system, I think you take it. And then the NFL, it's a valuable lesson. It's not who you play, but when you play them. Like, the Bears will be a tougher out at the end of the year, assuming health, because they'll be more comfortable with what Ben Johnson wants to do. And you're going to get Cincinnati without Joe Burrow. You'll probably get Lamar Jackson. He'll probably be back by that Bears game. But who knows if a hamstring injury lingers. Washington is banged up. You get them coming out of a bye. So, like, this part of the schedule that we thought was going to be really, really tough on paper is significantly easier than it was, you know, a month ago. So anything can happen in the randomness of football. But things seem to be breaking a little bit for the Bears.
This segment with Danny Parkins is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody, live from Gallagher Way. We wanted to talk a little bit of Bears with you, Danny, and it's something that I brought up yesterday on the show, and Mark and I were bantering about a little bit. Like, I think we had point counterpoint. So I will include you in our thought exercise.
Ooh.
I love a good thought exercise.
Oh, I know.
I'm glad that you
are. I know you do. You invented the thought exercise. You invented it.
Trademark.
Well, at least you brought it to the people. So I think that I said yesterday to Grody that if the Bears have to win 8 games in the same manner that they ended up winning the Raiders game by, and Mark is fake hurling right now.
Spit take. Yeah.
He's fake retching because he hates the idea so much.
Wretched, Layla.
I said if they have to do that, I'm not looking for sustainability this year. I'm looking for them to truly find out who they can actually have on this team to A, win ball games, period, unlike what happened last year, and then B, also figure out who's running this. As far as players are concerned, who are the players who actually fit into the talent in the scheme? Because you know it's not going to be the same. Some of these guys are going to be odd men out. We even saw it with the offensive line on Sunday.
Yeah, so the thought exercise is, would I take eight wins by playing that poorly?
Yes. So Layla, really quick. I'll make it really quick because I'll give the counterpoint too. Yes, Layla's okay with eight wins like that for the Bears. I hate it, because that is not a sustainable way to win, and we've seen too many Bears regular seasons where they grind out wins and it meant absolutely nothing because it was not a sustainable way of playing. So did I characterize it okay?
Are you okay with them winning eight games like they did the way they won on Sunday?
Yeah, you definitely. I mean, listen, you can't, but also it's such a week-to-week league, right? Like Carolina shut out Atlanta. A result of a football game that made absolutely no sense. And then the next week, Atlanta came out and scored over 40 against Washington. Like, it's a very tough week-to-week league. The Bears' offense looked incredible against Dallas, not so much against the Raiders. And we'll see where it develops. Like, no, I wouldn't hit that button right now. I would not sign up for that right now. Because, A, eight wins isn't anything to, like, celebrate. And if they're playing like that at the end of the year, we'll be disappointed in Caleb and we'll be disappointed in Ben Johnson. So I don't think I'd sign up for it. It's definitely not sustainable. But I don't know. Maybe I'm more positive or whatever than I don't know what the rhetoric really was out of that game. But like, that was just a just win type of game. Like just win, baby. That's the Raiders mantra. Like you win that game and you're fine. Like the Bears can still go to the playoffs this year. The Bears can still have a great season. Like, would I bet on it? Probably not. But I think that if they would have lost that game, we would have been talking about it through the prism of like the only thing that matters is Caleb Williams' development. But now it's like we can do parallel track here. Like, how does the offense look with Ben Johnson and Caleb? And, you know, the wins actually mattering no matter how ugly they might be.
Yeah, Danny, I try to be like a kind of go-between in that conversation because I believe that, yes, wins do matter, and I am just win, baby, as far as that Raiders game go. But if you listen to Ben Johnson, what we see now is not what we expect to see at the end of the season. And as long as real progress has been made as far as Caleb Williams, because Caleb over everything, COE, as long as that progress has been made, I'll take the wins as they come in whatever desperate fashion you need, as long as at the end of the season, I know that Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson are where they need to be heading into next season.
Yeah, I mean, like that is ultimately what you will feel good about at the end of the year, because like if you're not hoisting a Lombardi trophy this year, then like that is the thing that matters more than 7 wins v. 9 wins v. 11 wins. But like, I feel like I've had so many of those conversations and thought exercises because like the season was sunk, or because like the quarterback wasn't good, or like the coach is going to get fired, or like whatever. Like the macro stuff mattered so much more than the micro, because the week to week stuff, like, it was irrelevant. I don't feel that way right now. Like to me, it's like, how much better can the Bears get during the bye week, and how much progress can they make in a short period of time to maybe beat Washington? And if you beat, like, Washington's going to be competing with you for a wild card spot. Can Caleb, like, shrink the gap conversationally of between him and Jaden Daniels and make it like, oh, yeah, Caleb absolutely can still be the best quarterback in his draft class? Like, there are just things that are much more just right in front of the Bears, like this game this week, as opposed to how I'll feel at the end of the year. So I guess that's just where my focus has been.
Danny, did you go to the Ryder Cup this year?
Oh yeah, I was there. I was there. I was
not.
I was not. I was not. No, I was not. I was not hurling insults at the players. I was betting on Europe, though. I bet Europe in a big way, and so it was fun.
You are such a communist, I tell you.
No, I guess Europe may be a little bit more socialist. But
I'm just saying in general.
I have no problem betting. I'll bet against my kid if the other Little League's team is better. You know what I mean?
Like, you once killed your dog. Didn't you give away your dog once?
I didn't kill my dog.
Okay. Yeah, I said you were willing to dispose of it.
No, I said I would.
What?
No.
Danny, tell the story. Tell the story.
I said, that's not a fair characterization, Mark. Now
you're
done.
You get
that. Now
cut him off. Cut him off.
Now I'm glad that I'm only on with Rahimi and Harris this time, and we can just drop that Grody on my days. Okay, Rahimi, Harris, so, in small print.
I want to hear the story.
Explain what Grody's referring to.
Marshall, this is the take that I had in my time at the Score. I got plenty of things wrong, but
get
no
comfy.
take No take ever aged more like an avocado than this one. So my wife went to Clemson, and so I watched every game that Deshaun Watson played in Clemson, and I was a huge, like, they should draft Deshaun Watson guy in the 2017 draft. I was like, this is a perfect prospect and, like, a perfect guy. Like, his story was amazing. Like, you know, Habitat for Humanity house, takes care of his mother, captain, all of these, like, amazing things, right? And so I said, I would trade my dog for the Bears to have a quarterback like Deshaun Watson. In fact, I would trade my dog for Deshaun Watson. And, like, I don't know if I've just done this in my head and it's, like, aged worse over time or if this is actually what happened. But it felt like 6 days later, double-digit accusations against Deshaun Watson. And it was just like, oh, I didn't mean it.
So it was a quick callback is what you're saying. As soon as you said it, seemingly all the stuff broke about Deshaun Watson not being as good as you thought.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing that I appreciate most is that Mark Grody brought it back up. That's the thing.
Hey, dude, not that you wouldn't do that whenever you guys needed a good laugh about breaking news. I mean, was on once a week, you know, Julio and Dickens and me. You know, we suffered and you guys laughed. And we played that the other day, as a matter of fact, Danny.
Yeah, these are the types of things that live on. Yeah, exactly. Speaks would say, open mouth, say things.
Envelope. You know what I'm saying? It's about an envelope.
Envelope.
That's what I said.
That's my favorite part. Danny, thank you so much for joining us. As always, you can catch Danny's work, of course, on Fox Sports 1. He is at Danny Parkins on X. He's also on Instagram. And thanks for joining me in that thought exercise as well.
Thanks, Danny.
Anytime, always down for a thought exercise. Enjoy the game and go Cubs.
Bye, Danny.
Coming up next, as we broadcast live, Raheemy Harrison Grody here from Gallagher Way, getting you ready for Game 2 of the Cubs and Padres series. Want to remind you, the NL Wildcard Series continues today. That's why we're here. Game 2 and the Cubs looking to close out the Padres here at Wrigley Field. Official pregame coverage begins at 1:30. Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer have first pitch at 2:08, and every local broadcast of Cubs playoff baseball can be heard on The Score and the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. The man just walked in. Cliff Floyd of Marquee Network will join us next. The big leaguer, we have a lot to talk to him about, so we will do that coming up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.